children, the promise of centuries ago was at long last fulfilled. The prophecy was realized. It all came to pass in such a little village called Bethlehem, about 6 miles from Jerusalem. Perhaps you wonder a little how Joseph and Mary came to Bethlehem. After all, they lived in the village of Nazareth, and it was 90 miles or more from Jerusalem. Well, it came about in this way. This holy land in which both Nazareth and Bethlehem were located was then a part of the Roman Empire. It was the mightiest power in the world at that time. Like all countries and all rulers, the emperors needed money to direct their affairs, and so they taxed all the people. It was much easier to collect taxes by ordering all people to go to their ancestral homes. In the case of Joseph and Mary, that meant going to Bethlehem. In those days, that was truly a long journey. It took many days. The roads were dusty and stony. There were no motels to stay in, such as we have today. What accommodations there were, they called inns. And here they could water and feed their donkey, wash their tired feet, and sleep. Children, do you remember when your family traveled on a highway for quite a distance until it became dark, or you were a bit weary, or if the weather threatened, that your father began to look for a place to stay for the night? Remember how discouraged you all were when father asked at first one place and then another, and the answer was that they were sorry, but the place was filled and that there was no room. Well, so it was with the inn in Bethlehem. It might have become the scene of the greatest event in the history of mankind, but it didn't. It was full of travelers. There was no room at the inn. It was full of trade and business. And so it was that Joseph had to take Mary to a nearby stable. In that stable was a manger. It was in this manger that Jesus, the Christ, was born. There were no doctors, no nurses, only Joseph. Can you imagine his joyous bewilderment when he heard the first birth cry? He and Mary could say the prophecy was fulfilled. In heaven said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, good will toward men." Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. joy to the world. The Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy. No more let sin and sorrow grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love.